This is Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Hello everyone, welcome to Sherm Radio. I'm Archana Jarath and today I'm happy to introduce you to our very special series of leadership conversations on all things work, which is brought to you by Sherm and Oracle. In our very first episode, we are going to delve into taking back control of your career post-pandemic with AI at work. And I have two very special guests who are joining me today. Before I introduce them, I have a couple of questions. How does technology impact our futures and careers, our successes, and how does it help us navigate the new world of work that has turned us all upside down? I'm sure most of you have asked these questions to yourselves or to others around you. Today, organizations and employees are being challenged at all levels to adapt to situations that are totally out of our control and also find ways to not just stay relevant, but also ahead of the curve. Employees around the world are now hungry to regain control of their careers. The Great Resignation, in fact, is also perhaps a manifestation of this very need. So joining me today to discuss on what it takes to take back control of your career post-pandemic with AI at work are two very special guests. Please join me in welcoming Jaslee Woon, Chief People Officer at Fuji Film Business Innovation Singapore. In addition to being the Chief People Officer at Fujifilm, Jaslee is also an expert in business partnering, cultural transformation, organizational design, and executive coaching. She has been instrumental in leading multiple integrations and transformation projects for Fujifilm Business Innovation by driving the people agenda for business. And her passion is all about making a difference to people and organizations, as she believes that when people grow, so will the business. A very, very warm welcome to you, Jaslee, on this very special episode.
Thank you. Thanks, Charna.
And also joining us today is another expert, Johannes Ekold, Director HCM Strategy and Business Development ASEAN for Oracle. Johannes is a recognized human capital management expert and advises organizations on many areas such as HR technology, talent management, succession planning, employee engagement, and leadership development transformations. A very warm welcome to you as well, Johannes.
Thank you very much, Archana. It's a pleasure to be here.
And I'm sure our listeners and viewers today are going to benefit so much from all the expertise that both of you bring to the table. So let me start with my first question to you, Jaslee. How has our definition of success and happiness changed in your view?
Interesting. You know, many people would say normally success is when you achieve your goals or attend certain positions or level in the corporate environments, or if you're entrepreneurs where your business is making profit or growth. So traditionally, our parents will always tell us, study hard, you will get the jobs, and work hard, you will be successful. But success equipped to happiness. So if I could summarize or simply put it, success is when you can spend 90% of your time doing things that you want to do and only 10% doing things you have to do. So many people live their life just opposite. I think I'm or reflections I'm guilty of that as well. So perhaps the new way of seeing success and happiness is about enjoying what you are good at and what you are doing, and feeling a purpose that's beyond just having a job. So the shift of success is merely just about power or possessions or prestige, and that has become an important emphasis of passions and what is your life purpose. I remember that in one of the HR summit that I had attended, I presented a topic talking about creating employees' experience based on purpose and leadership. So in Japanese terms, we call this finding your ikigai. So ikigai is about what is your purpose. So the happiness and success is highly integrated with what you are good at and which is your passions and professionals. And the profession is where you get paid for and what are you doing that is lead to the world's needs. So with that, that's the whatever things that you love from your passions and mission is where you find the true meaning of success and happiness. And with that, that is the life purpose. And for me as a HR professional, my life purpose is to unleash people's potential. And therefore, it's aligned to my principle. When people's growth, that's where your business grows. So that's where I find my purpose. And also the success is about integrating the society and putting the happiness beyond just a profitable organization, but return to the society to be the greater self of the world. So that I find there's a huge shift in the definitions of the success, which is no longer just the material side, but it's an inner fulfilling.
No, absolutely. You're very right, Jaisley. And if you look at especially the younger generations, and then even if you see a lot of the research surveys and, you know, the voice of what the employees, the millennials talk about, for them, purpose and aligning the purpose that they have with the purpose of the organization is one of the critical factors they look at when, you know, working in an organization. And I just love, you know, what you talked about, the passion and the purpose and finding your ikigai. So, you know, let me ask you, Johannes, you know, how can technology help us finding our ikigai and in shaping the future for employees?
Well, I think when it comes to technology, and that's also kind of like leading back to Jaisley's wonderful, very deep answer that she gave on that first question, which I actually really, really enjoyed. And I'm sorry to be a bit of the killjoy here and talk about the technology in that sense. But I think it's important to understand that there's just a huge, huge variety of tools that are out there to help people, to help employees in their lives. But I think we need to ask the question, what is really critical for employees at this point in time? What are the critical topics? And you mentioned AI at work before, and that's a study that we ran recently. And we found out that 78% of the employees that we asked, they feel that they're stuck in their professional lives at this point in time. 78%, more than 3 out of 4 employees. And now imagine that right now what we're having is an economy that is slightly recovering, slowly recovering. You have the Great Resignation. People are looking for new roles, are looking for new jobs. And we as professionals or as organizations need to give them a perspective. And if we want them to stay in the organization, then we need to give them, and that comes back to your question, we need to give them the technology to basically grow their careers and advance their professional lives in the organization. So that means that they need to have fantastic career development tools to understand what is the career path that they can take moving forward in their own organization that still gives them room to grow as individuals and not be stuck professionally. They need to have like a learning management system that allows them to have a great experience in terms of the content that is provided to them. So basically, if you imagine your Netflix that you're watching at home, where you have suggestions of different films and series that you can watch, imagine a learning management system that comes up and says, here's something that you should learn with your role, with your gender, with your age and your career stage. That really gives you something that is spot on in terms of building your skill and making you richer in terms of the experience that you bring to the table. And then lastly, maybe something like an internal marketplace. We have that at Oracle. It's called Opportunity Marketplace, where you can go in and basically look for opportunities in the organization where you can advance your career. Where can you go as a next step? What can you do, whether that's a short-term gig, a long-term gig, it's in your line of business, it's outside of it, so that you can move on without moving out of the organization. So that's really what I think is really critical in terms of technology for employees today.
And those are some great examples, Johannes, I must say, because, you know, it's talent marketplace has become, you know, one of the areas that all experts are talking about today. And that's what, you know, with the multiple models of, you know, work today with gig workers and all of that, this becomes something that, you know, even for the regular employees is so important. LXPs or, you know, the whole learning experience platform bit that you talked about. And if we can have our entertainment like that, you know, if learning can follow that, sort of mirror that, I think it's a win-win for the organization and for the employees as well. And, you know, then upskilling and reskilling doesn't become the huge change management project, perhaps, you know, it becomes more intuitive for the learners as well. So those are great examples. Thank you so much for sharing those, Johannes. So another aspect that, you know, has of course become a big topic of focus and concern for organizations, for employees as well, is the whole area of well-being. And so how has a new awareness of workforce well-being changed employee expectations? Jaisley, I'm sure you're seeing a lot of that in your own organization and, you know, across other organizations as well.
Actually, you're right. Actually, before a pandemic, many organizations are focusing on well-being, even myself. And we simply focus on how to eat well, how to stay healthy, exercise, get more external factors. And I think the pandemic has reminded us that health was precarious, and it put mental health and safety in spotlight. So many studies and surveys findings also shown that there's an increasing rate of burnout at work, particularly like working from home and the stress of remote working, and then domestic violence has increased and depression is also rising. And I read one of the articles and the research did from Eon. It claims that 94% of the employer that believes that employee expectations of work experience are changing. So in the benefits and survey trend that Eon did in just last year, the employer says that the employee expect like flexible working hours, the ability to work from home, with better awareness of handling the mental health and better approaches to diversity and inclusions. What more, like better parental policies like leave, return to work with the safety policies, more casual dress code, or even positive work environments with a sustainable policies.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this very short break and continue our conversation with Jaisley Woon, Chief People Officer at Fuji Film Business Innovation Singapore, and Johannes Eckeld, Director HCM Strategy and Business Development, ASEAN Oracle. We're talking about taking back control of your career post-pandemic with AI at work.
You are listening to Sherm Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Welcome back to our special series of leadership conversations on all things work, brought to you by Sherm and Oracle. We're talking about taking back control of your career post-pandemic with AI at work. And I have with me Jaisley Woon, Chief People Officer at Fuji Film Business Innovation Singapore, and Johannes Eckeld, Director HCM Strategy and Business Development, ASEAN Oracle. So, you know, obviously with all these changes that we're talking about, we talked a lot about, you know, the expectations and how the organizations and the HR function has to respond to them, how technology is integrating. But also this means that, you know, there is a need for a change or shift in skills as well, right? It's not just about, you know, reskilling or upskilling exercises. There's again an integrated effort there as well, Johannes. And you talked about, you know, new age learning systems. So what are the new skills that you are seeing which are needed at this, you know, new workplace that weren't there before?
Right. So I think when we're thinking about skills, I typically like to categorize them in four different types of skills. One is the good old technical skills that you need to run your job or be successful in your job from a technical point of view. And I'll get back to those in a second. But I think every employee, really, regardless of role, needs three more, which is digital, agile, and soft skills. And why am I repeating those? Because digital, you just need to be good with tools and technology these days, and every single job you need it, whether that is really like an office job or just a blue collar job, everybody's working with technology. And we all need to be agile because we need to respond to a changing business environment. And lastly, we need soft skills because the way that we are working is changing so dramatically. See, here we're all on a recording, on a Zoom recording. Most of my meetings are like that. I'm working with people who are gig workers, temporary workers, full full-time workers, there's age gaps, you know, of course, there's different genders. So we need to be so good at dealing with other people that we need the right soft skills to do that. So when it comes to technical skills, I just read one statistic that I found so absolutely shocking. If you think about job requisitions and the skills that are listed in job requisitions, and you think back 4 years ago, actually 1/3 of the skills that you could find in job requisitions 4 years ago are no longer relevant today. They have been pretty much eaten up by technology. Technology has taken over and is basically doing these things now. 1/3 of the work that was done 4 years ago by the worker.
Yeah, actually, if you look at, you know, what are the skills that even the future skills, you know, that you see that come out from WEF, these are the kind of skills that, you know, more of the higher end, more on the empathy, on curiosity, you know, and leveraging the technology, you know, your digital enhancement skills. So that shift has been happening more rapidly in the last couple of years, of course, than before. And, you know, that's also been a reflection of the times that we're in. I think it's been a very, very insightful conversation, a lot of learning. But before we call it a day, a question that for both of you, one thing or one important thought you'd like to leave for our viewers and listeners on, you know, on the topic on taking back control of your career post-pandemic. So one, you know, or one or two key thoughts from each of you, I would love to hear.
If I may go ahead first.
Please.
I think people always say practice make perfect. I would think that practice make fixations, meaning you are more and you're perfecting things which is difficult to change. And this day we're talking about learn and unlearn things. So once you make it too perfect, you're difficult to unlearn it. So therefore, I think that agility is the way to go.
Very well said. Thank you. Johannes, okay. You want to add your point?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. No, maybe just a word of caution from my end, which is I was talking about technology a lot, and that's obviously my role here at Oracle. But I just also need to say that we need to be a bit cautious about, you know, the availability. We were talking a bit about mental health of employees before. And I just think that, you know, with the new technology and the pandemic situation at the same time still being there, just need to be mindful because everybody is available all the time. People are in their homes. You can reach them in an easy Zoom call. And very often, I'm sure you guys have had that. You have the situation where somebody says, oh, I'm going on leave, but I'm not leaving the country, so you can call me anytime. Yeah. And that's something that I don't accept. I don't want that because we want people to take true breaks. We want them to go away from work, relax, and then come back with fresh energy. And we cannot, you know, let that technology get in the way of that. So let's say technology, but use it in the right way.
That's very prudent advice and very practical advice, I must say, practical. Johannes. And I would really like to thank both of you, Jaisli and Johannes, for sharing all your perspectives. I'm sure it's been a very, very, you know, useful and informative session for our viewers and listeners. And thank you for making our first episode so very special by joining us on our special series of Leadership Conversations on All Things Work, brought to you by Oracle and SHRM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to our special series of Leadership Conversations on All Things Work in partnership with Oracle. And thank you to Timber Media Podcasters for making this podcast possible. Stay tuned for our next episode in our special series of Leadership Conversations on All Things Work.
This is SHRM Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India, Inc.